Be with us again next week for another fun-filled best of In the Bag. If you wish tickets to attend in person, or if you think you can stump the panel by bringing some unusual object in your bag, write and tell us all about it. In the Bag, WBBM-TV, Channel 2, Chicago, Illinois. This is Bill Fountain saying goodnight from...
Kins Mystify a panel of stars on What's My Line next on the CBS Television Network.
Cesar Romero stars in Deep Waters at 10:30.
Work for pennies? You bet I will. I'm your electric friend, Little Bill.
Please, 9:30.
All right, don't worry about a thing. That's it. A pause. That's all now. We gotta get down to business.
Yep, work comes
first.
Hiya,
Janet.
Hi, Jimmy.
How you feeling?
You know Irv Cupson?
Paul, how are you? I'm Suzanne.
And little Susan.
Hi.
Okay, let's get underway, shall we, Jim?
Fine.
All right, now the panel has to guess what you have in the bag. And in case they didn't tell you, that's what you have in the bag.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Okay, let's start this one with little Susan, shall we?
All right, Susan.
Mr. Durante, is this connected in any way with the seals that you have out here?
Yes.
It is. Is it connected with circuses?
With circuses, is it connected?
Yes.
Would it be used in their act?
She's getting too close.
Get a little warm.
Yes.
Is it round?
This is District Attorney.
I'm not going to be long up here.
Is this a
yes.
ball? Is this a ball?
It's a ball.
Here, come here, Schnauzer, look over here.
There you go.
He goofed.
Jim, thanks ever so
Wait.
Much, John.
Hold on a second, will you, Jim? See if we can make another pitch.
Here, come on.
See what kind of catch you
Come over here, huh? Come here. Where's the can? Where's the fish? Where's the fish?
Their trainer's got the fish over there somewhere, Jim. Hey, seals.
John.
Come down here, John.
Okay, come on, we'll come down here.
Hey, now,
maybe
what
the seal
doing
works
up,
for
huh?
the Cubs.
Hey, come on now, juggle your good fish. Come here.
Huh? Oh. There you go.
Now, this is my fault.
There you go. You didn't want to give him a fish?
Nice.
They can't even catch a fish.
Nice
up.
Oh.
There you go. Before you run away. What a hand.
There's a ball. All right, let me see if they can do it once more.
Look at that. Hey.
Jimmy, may I make a suggestion? Jim, if you call those two seals by their right names, Donjo and Dingy, they might reply to you.
A little local joke.
Here you are, George. Here you are. Come here, cop.
Well, that's the last mention you get from
Cop. Now, you like to get the boys off, huh?
Right.
All right, come on.
Jim.
Come on. Here you are.
Before you run away, your consolation prize, don't forget it.
Oh, thanks
Pretty
ever
nice.
So much. That's
Jim,
lovely.
Thanks very much for being
Bye.
With us. Jimmy Durant. Oh, we should have had a tougher one on that one. We really should have. I would like to talk to Jimmy Durante for half an hour. What a wonderful guy. He's over at the Shea Paree right now, right, Cup?
Yes, he is. Till Tuesday night.
Till next Tuesday night.
And he could have brought the Shea Paree adorables, and what did he bring? Seals.
Seals. Well, that's show business,
Paul.
You
were on the show.
Oh, let's meet contestants number one. Hold up the bag right over your head, and we'll show the folks at home what you gentlemen have in the bag. Oh, it's going to be a rough one. Very rough. All right, gentlemen, do you want to come in here? We have quite a few of you. And if Mr. Edward L. Gorey will sit down next to me, and the rest of you gentlemen sort of surround yourself all around here. Here, we'll put the bag right down here in the middle. Hope we can get all of these gentlemen in. We'll introduce all these gentlemen to you panel members a little bit later in the show. Got room for everybody? All right, fine. Mr. Gorey, These gentlemen and yourself have something in the bag, and we're going to give the panel members a chance to try to guess it. Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. This time, let's start off with, I think Janet Kern looks like she has some ideas in her head.
Yes, it is Friday the 13th. First time you start off with me. Well, I'm so impressed and awestruck at all these prominent Chicagoans, I may not be able to think of a thing. Does what is in that bag have anything to do either with the fact that you have some notable members of the judiciary there, or with the fact that you have a notable innkeeper in your midst?
No.
It doesn't. Well, does it have anything to do with the city of Chicago?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's a big help. Then it must have something to do with something in which you are mutually interested.
Yes, we have mutual interest.
Is it a hobby?
It could be called a hobby.
Is it the sort of hobby that one would study?
Doesn't require a great deal of study, I don't
think. Is it something that you would collect, this hobby? In other words, is it a hobby of collection?
No, not exactly collection.
Well, is it a hobby in which you do something in the sense of playing a musical instrument or making something in a shop or something of that sort?
No.
Nope. Nice try, Janet. Irv Cup's in it.
Perhaps, John, I should disqualify myself, but this is Friday the 13th, and I'm going to stay in there and pitch.
All right.
Because I recognize these as my fellow members of the Anti-Superstition Society of Chicago, and this is Friday the 13th, so what could be more natural than to have Ed Gorey and all the other members there representing something to do with Friday the 13th? Is that
right
so far?
I think we can say now that this is the Anti-Superstition Society, but you still have to guess what's in the bag, Irv.
Yes. Now, I presume, Mr. Gorey, something in the bag is pertaining, of course, to a superstition or an anti-superstition on Friday the 13th?
After a fashion.
Would it be some kind of an emblem, like a miniature ladder under which we all walk on this day to show that we are not worried about superstitions?
No.
A miniature ladder?
No. I see something like that.
What is like a ladder?
Well,
and what is a
miniature symbol?
Ladder?
Yeah.
How big?
Let me put it this way. This is a symbol of anti-superstition.
It could be called
could
so,
be.
Yeah.
Well, the most obvious one, let me think. Have you got a black cat in the bag there, Ed?
No, sir.
You haven't got Ben Regan in the bag, have you?
Yes, we have, but not literally.
Would this be another symbol of our anti-hoodoo? Would this be a mirror?
A mirror?
A mirror?
What kind of a mirror?
On Friday the 13th, there's only one kind of mirror, a broken mirror.
A broken mirror is right. I think we ought to introduce each and every one of these gentlemen because they are all distinguished Chicagoans. Mr. Gorey, would you like to mention the names? And if you gentlemen would raise your hands so our folks at home can meet you all individually.
Well, first, call our Mr. Todd Ebers, our treasurer, who brought this treasure along. And Mr. Jimmy Hart, well-known hotel man here. Nicholas Dispenza. Louis J. Cross. Harry Pacetti. Ralph Shoy. E.B. Kregear. Judge Abraham Lincoln Maravitz. Garvey Kavanaugh. Michael R. Notaro. And George McSwain. And Judge John Sabarbaro.
And I think you'll all agree that you'll never find a more distinguished group of Chicagoans in many a day's looking. Tell me, gentlemen, I think you all have some items here that might pertain to Friday the 13th. Shall we sort of dispense with this all this superstition right here and now with... spill a little salt, break some glass if you want to. We could all be killed here. And actually, I think to add something to the proceedings, we have a couple of little items here that are just perfect for Friday the 13th, if I can get them out of here.
How are you with animals?
Get them out of here. Give one to Mr. Everett. A couple of little black cats. What do we do with these things?
Give them to society.
Would you like a black cat?
Society,
there you are. Gentlemen, thank you very much. You didn't stump the panel, but here's a little token of our esteem, and our thanks go with it. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
It's been a pleasure.
Now all I have to do is get this animal back in here. Maybe we put this fellow in here, too, huh? There you go, boy.
There we go.
There you are. There they Suze, if you play your cards right, you know, maybe a little black cat after the show. Would you like one?
They're cute.
Do you like these things?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, maybe we can make a little deal with the management here after the show. How about you, Janet? Do you go for black cats?
No, thank you.
No, thanks?
I am a dog fancier.
How about superstitions? You have any?
Certainly. One of my first superstitions is never believe anything the moderator tells you on this show because it probably isn't.
That's no superstition.
That's the truth.
Yes, sir.
Well, I haven't got any superstitions either because I walk under ladders and nothing has ever happened to me yet.
But you know, John, that was certainly the aristocracy of Chicago's intellectual leaders that you had on that platform.
Right. Some All right, let's meet contestant number two, shall we? Miss Toni Jansen. Want to stay right there and we'll hold up the bag and see what you have in the bag. Toni Jansen. All right, Miss Jansen, you want to come up here and sit next to me on the panel, and we'll have the panel members do their best to find out what's in the bag. We'll put this right up here in the middle. Watch out for the broken glass. We still have a little broken glass here from the mirrors and a little salt. There we go. All right, panelists, this time we'll start with Mr. Irv Kupcinet.
Tony, whatever is in the bag, does it relate to your profession?
Just a moment. Could I break in here for just a minute?
Yes, you may, John. Be a pleasure.
I think it might be a good idea if you would put your blindfolds on right now.
At this late date?
Sure.
Well, thanks for the privilege of viewing Tony anyway.
Well, I thought I'd give you a little treat anyway before we started with the...
You stand on your head when you put this on? Or does it... No, I see.
There we are. Everything nice and dark. Oh, poor Janet.
You realize what it costs me to get my hair done for the show every day just to have this done?
There goes a whole hairdressing job out the window, eh, Janet?
That's right.
All right, you've all seen lovely Toni Jansen. Now, Irv, you want to continue with your questioning?
Yes, let me ask that same question again. Toni, does whatever you have in the bag pertain to your profession?
No, it doesn't.
Will you speak just a wee bit louder, Toni?
Sure, it doesn't.
It does not. Is it something that is edible?
No.
No?
Is it a manufactured object?
No.
Oh, yes, it is manufactured.
It is manufactured. Is there any writing on it?
Any writing? No.
No. Writing.
Is it something you might use as a hobby, Toni?
No.
No?
Is it something that would be seen around the house or used around the house?
No.
I doubt it. It could be, but I doubt it. Okay, Susan.
Is this a container?
Is a container?
No, it isn't.
No?
There isn't. Is it all solid? Everything in it? I mean,
solid
no liquid?
Solid in opposition to liquid?
Right.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not liquid.
No, it isn't liquid.
So, it's solid.
Is it made of wood?
No.
Is it made of metal?
No.
Is it made of feathers?
No.
No.
Fur?
No.
No.
Is it made of anything?
Yes.
Is it edible?
Not by people, no.
No.
Not by people. Purple people, yeah. Is it, could the dogs eat it?
Yes.
Oh, they crazy dogs, maybe. Paul Gibson.
I didn't quite get the answer to that last question. Could dogs eat it? Was that yes or no?
No, not
actually,
really.
No.
No.
Well, it appears to be practically absolutely nothing.
No.
That's what the bag looked like, too.
I'm curious to know, too, why the blindfolds are on.
I'll bet you are.
Circumstances.
It'll all be very clear pretty soon.
Is though. This wearing apparel, Toni?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Uh-huh.
Do you wear this?
Sometimes, yes.
Could you wear just this?
No.
Just this? No.
I wondered about the blindfolds again, you see. I always have bad luck like that. It's wearing apparel, then I'll have to get sort of anatomically academic, I'm afraid. Do you wear this on your hair?
No.
Not entirely, no. Janet Kern.
Ah.
Are we wearing the blindfolds because since we've put it on, you have put on what was in the bag?
No.
All right. Is this an article of external attire? In other words, is it on the outside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worn somewhere in the area between the knees and the shoulders?
Yes.
No. Wait, worn between the knees and the shoulders?
I say somewhere.
Well, I guess you could, but that'd look a little funny.
Well, now, wait a minute. As you said, it's not entirely on the hair. Is it partly on the head and partly on something else?
Yes.
Well, actually, it's all on the head.
Does this have anything to do... Actually, is this not so much wearing apparel as some sort of a harness or something which you would wear for a specific activity?
Would this lovely girl wear a harness?
No, I mean something that you'd wear for a specific activity, such as Or, you know, like a bathing cap or, you know, something...
Well, let's say this. How about this, Miss Jansen? I think we could say that this is something that isn't worn every day.
Right.
Well, is it worn at night?
It could be worn at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've gone around the panel once. It's the second time around. Your last chance, panelist. Irv, any more ideas?
The establishment is something to wear. Did we say it's wearing apparel?
I think we established
yes.
that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense.
It's not something like glasses that the person would wear.
Glasses?
Yes.
No.
It's not glasses. Oh. Yet it's something that's worn that touches the hair. Did we say mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be something akin to a hairnet?
No, I wouldn't say
no.
so, no.
Or a snood?
A what?
John's a bachelor.
A what, Herb? What is
well,
this?
Well, we won't go into that, John. It might embarrass you, and I wouldn't do that for the world.
Well, I don't wear snoods very often.
Something that's worn from the neck up, Tony?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Suze, your last chance.
Is it worn in the back of the head rather in the front than in the front?
No.
Nope.
It's worn in the front of the head?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Is it makeup?
No.
Makeup? No.
No. Is it, it's worn on the hair? Is that what you said?
No.
Could be partially, Sue.
It could be partially worn on the hair, but it isn't usually.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it? It isn't usually. Would I be familiar with this object?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Would I use it?
Yes.
Yes.
I would?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a hairspray?
No.
No. Two more to go, Paul Gibson.
I have to get out from under this horse blanket. I have on my eyes. Is this a tiara?
Tiara?
Yeah.
No.
No tiara.
Is it a hat of some sort?
No, it isn't.
Is it something that you wear to make you even more charming than you are?
No.
No. You got a definite no on that one.
I certainly did. Do you wear this privately in your own boudoir? Is it a chignon?
No.
I can't see why she would wear this
no.
privately. All right, one more to go. Janet Kern,
it's
up to you.
Does this fall anywhere into the category of the mask or funny face?
It's in that category, wouldn't you
yes,
say?
Yes, I would
mm-hmm.
say so.
Is this something in the order of a hood with holes in it and things of that sort?
A hood with holes
well, you know,
in it?
That is some sort of a costume that one would wear for...
A dead hood.
You know, as a witch or as a member of the Ku Klux Klan or something. Of that sort.
No, it's not a hood.
No, it isn't a hood.
But it falls into the category of mask or false face.
Yes.
Well, is it of a specific character? Is that what I'm trying to find out?
A specific character, false face?
No.
Nope.
Well, what else is it to find out except that it's a mask or false face, then?
Well, which is it?
Oh, well, all right, is it a mask?
Yes, it's a mask. You got it, Janet, with just seconds to go. I think we should mention right here that this lovely lady, Miss Tony Jansen, is a model for Sabi. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you very much. Janet Kern just robbed you of about $40 just like that, but we want to thank you for being with us and come again real soon, will you?
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Trooping the colors in Great Britain, that's the news. Douglas Edwards reporting coast to coast, saying good night and happy weekend, everybody, for
American Can Company, known as Canco. Look for this famous oval.
Terry Moore stars in the Studio One production of The Man Who Asked for a Funeral tomorrow on the CBS television network.
Stay tuned for news and weather with Flynn and Hoff. The story of a great hunger in